Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. Election day is drawing closer and closer. We're talking with candidates that are seeking local offices, including vacancies on the SC4 Board of Trustees. Joining us right now is SC4 trustee. He was appointed to fill the rest of the term that was held by John Adair, who left the board. And Brad Goodme is also the superintendent of Memphis Public Schools. He's on the line with us right now. Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. You've been on the board for about a year. What's your take on being on the SC4 Board of Trustees this 1 year in?
It's been great. You know, a great experience for me. We had a very good board, experienced board, and it's been nice to see all the things up close that SC4 has been able to take on and accomplish. Man, that we are so fortunate to have such a gem in our county here.
What made you want to be on the board when that vacancy came up, and what makes you want to continue to serve in that role?
You know, I think I got a good background for it. My educational background and my experiences really lend me towards that position. When I saw the availability come up, it was something I was just tossing around with some friends, and started looking into it a little more, and I thought it would be something to be a great experience for me, just to see, you know, with me doing the K-12, to kind of make sure that what we're doing in high school aligns with what we're doing after high school, and also the kind of the same way around, to work with SC4 to make sure that we're reaching to these high school kids and offering what they need.
And what is that? What do they need, and what do you want to make sure the college continues to offer up?
You know, I think it's just a variety of experiences. Kids, when they leave high school, have so many different directions that they're headed in, and being able to offer a wide variety for all these kids is very important. And, you know, having it close to home. When coming from Memphis, growing up here in, you know, the small schools in our county, it's nice to have that local option that's not too big. Some kids aren't quite ready to go away to college after they graduate, and I think that everything we offer at SC4 is a great fit for these students.
What about looking to the future? Are there other courses of study that the college should consider offering in the future?
You know, I think we're going to continue to move a lot towards the trades and trying to get more of those. That's been a big comeback for everybody. And obviously, computer sciences and technology. Right now, I think we're doing a great job with that. The health industry, obviously, SC4 is well known for its nursing program, and we'll continue to move forward with that. But, you know, it's just taking a pulse of what's needed or wanted by the students and continuing to offer those programs. We're really doing a great job of expanding athletics right now. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but they have a gaming team now. So there's a lot of things that the students graduating are interested in that we are able to offer.
Obviously, this year has been an unusual year with most of the classes being done virtually. What's your estimation of how the college has handled COVID-19 thus far?
Man, they've done a great job. The administration has worked well with the staff and listened to the staff, you know, and what their needs are. The staff has done a great job to meet the needs of all the students. The quick turnaround back in March, you know, to go fully virtual by our staff is amazing. You know, to be able to just jump into it that quickly and learn a new platform and the ability to get all that information out was just great. I think they've done an awesome job, you know, being there and available for students.
What is your estimation of the relationship between faculty and administration there? Is there something that the board can do to help either maintain a good relationship or to improve the existing relationship?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just have those open communications between the administration and the staff. To just be able to sit down and have an open conversation, candid conversation about needs and wants, and, you know, always putting the students first and making sure that all the decisions we make directly impacts the kids.
What is your vision for SC4 moving forward in the next few years? What do you want SC4 to be?
I think the biggest thing is continue to grow, you know, and continue to increase our offerings and improve upon everything we have. The facilities are definitely growing and improving. All the different programs that the board is working, or I'm sorry, the administration is working to bring in and to make sure these experiences for kids are there. offering, you know, housing now, and just making it more of a true college experience for the kids.
As voters select the members of the SC4 Board of Trustees, why should they vote for Brad Goodmey when they cast their ballot?
You know, I think I've got a background that fits this position perfectly. You know, my educational background and experiences in education. I'm in my 19th year, you know, in public education. I have a lot of background in handling budgets as a superintendent in community and staff relations. I just think that I have a perfect a fit for that position. You know, I've been in the county for almost 40 years now. Excuse me. And I'm not going anywhere, and it's just I put students first, and I think I'm a good fit for that position.
Brad, we wish you best of luck on Election Day. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.